We're reading from the writings of the Rabash, Volume 3, page 2049, Article 789, Ktiva v'chatima tova, writing, a good writing and signature. You can ask questions through GAP.TV. Chosen relevant questions to the study shall be heard during the lesson. The writings of the Rabash, Volume 3, page 2049, Article number 879, Ktiva v'chatima tova, good writing and signature. We see that a person himself doesn't need to write a letter what he wants to write to his friend in order to let him know something or ask something of him. If a person signs the letter, that is enough that the letter that was written is a true one and that he is the one who sent it. And it's vice versa. If a person wrote the letter himself, but another person signed it, then this letter is not an evidence that this is a true letter, although he knows that this is the handwriting of his friend. And in the work of the Lord, writing black over white is considered, meaning what a person engages in Torah and commandments, it means that he is writing it on the chart of his heart, meaning that the deeds that a man is doing are written down. And we want the writing to be for better, meaning good deeds. And the signature is the intention which testifies the essence of the letter, meaning that the intention testifies whose commandments is he keeping. Meaning, if his intention in keeping the commandments is for heaven's sake, l'shem shamayim, or God forbid, not for heaven's sake. So, the actions that we do, and our actions, this is only reception. We cannot give, we can only receive. So our actions are the letter itself, and the intentions, this is the signature. So they have to be together in order to show the essence, to indicate the essence of the letter. So it turns out that the writing, meaning the commandments and good deeds, this is called good writing, meaning that it can be the opposite, that he's doing bad deeds, God forbid. Turns out that first, there need to be good deeds, which are the keeping of the Torah and commandments as they are. And then there is the matter of the intention, which means to aim that everything will be l'shem shamayim, for heaven's sake, because without an attention, a person won't know for whom and for whose sake is he keeping the Torah and mitzvot. Perhaps his whole intention is not for heaven's sake. Therefore it is said, Ktiva v'chatima tova, good writing and signature. Meaning first there should be a deed which is called guf, a body. And then there should be the kavana, intention, which is called neshama, a soul. As Kabbalists explain to us, the end, the final act is in the preliminary thought. To keep an action in simplicity means that I decide what I'm about to do and what is the goal ahead of me, because everything is scrutinized in the thought. And after I decide, I carry out. So the intentions should be in the beginning of the act. They actually activate my action, my deed. We learned in the spiritual action where we learn about the patsuf and how it arranges itself, that only according to the intention, the magnitude of the intention, the manner of the intention, do we measure in which desires and how much of each and every desire we can participate in each action. And so we scrutinize these desires which belong to the action, and we compose from them the toch, the inside of the patzuf, and the same desires over which the intention cannot control, we shut them down, we close them down, we restrict them, and they build the end, the sof of the patzuf for us. And only after we had planned everything in the rosh properly, which means before the deed, then we perform a zivug daka, a coupling of striking, and we make the action of unity, unification between the light and the vessel, between us and the Creator. And then through that unification, we examine, we see, we feel, we enjoy that unification, and all these pleasures are all in order to bestow to that force of bestow which is in us. Where from Peh to the Tabu and the Patsuf in our soul, we connect Ruach in Ruach. And also in the Sof, in the end of the Patsuf, where we cannot receive in order to bestow to bring contentment in practice to the Creator, we are holding ourselves back, we are restraining ourselves, and we do not want to use it out of the lack of the proper intention. So we see that also in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end, all of our actions are going according to the intention. And only thanks to the intention do we measure and carry out the actions. Therefore, we say, "Ktiva v'chatuma tova," good writing and signature, that also the writing should be in the best way, meaning for he is good and benevolent. And what testifies about it, this is the sof, the end, which is the chatima, the signature. Bala Sulam writes in an article called The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. He says, sages have said, and what does the Creator care whether you slaughter a beast from the neck or from the back of the neck? For the commandments were given only to join the creatures into them. So it is obvious that if the deeds are not arranged for the desirable purpose, therefore it is as if he had kept nothing. It also, the Zohar says, an intention, a precept without an intention, it's like a body, a soul without a body. Therefore, the intention and the act should be together, and the intention should be a true tension worthy of the deed. There's nothing more to add. There's a question from Washington, U.S. What should we take from that lesson if we're not in spirituality yet and we cannot come to the right intention yet? I would have recommended Washington to open up channel 66. There's nothing more to do. There is a very simple instruction, only we have to meticulously keep it and to keep examining how meticulously we carry it out. That means, as he said here, to keep the commandments in simplicity, to keep what is written, not more. A person should realize, I'm an animal, I'm a beast, I'm helpless because I'm completely in the nature of reception, and to move to the nature of bestow, I have no beginning for it. The beginning for it is on the outside. For that beginning, I have some tiny operation act. There is. I can press a button or to pull a wire. I can. But that's the only thing I can do. As Baal HaSulam says in the article for the conclusion of the Zohar, for the ending of the Zohar, that there is the end of the rope for a person, but he needs to hold on to it. He needs to grab it. He needs to examine to make sure that he keeps on rising, climbing on that rope higher and higher. And therefore, it turns out that only being meticulous in scrutinizing always Israel, the light and the Creator, that alone brings us to the goal. And you don't have to be smart here. Even the most stupid person, if he knows that about spirituality, he's stupid, and we all are. And he has to take only all these means and to grade them and to keep examining each and every second how he's going towards the goal. So if you will examine how all the navigation systems are working, they are working in a very simple way. They keep examining the deviation and correcting, but each and every second, the more precise the system is, it examines itself not in minutes but in seconds, or in a tenth, or one out of hundred, or one out of thousands of a second. And the closer we are to the goal, then there are more problems, more obstacles and interferences, and the imprecision should be higher. Because if I'm going towards the goal, which is thousands of miles away from it, so more or less go in that direction. But if I come closer, then I have to examine in a higher and higher resolution my whereabouts, and that's the only difference in our work.
Thus, we have to demand from the society, the teacher, and ourselves the criticism, the check, each time they should be more precise. For what? Israel, the light, and the Creator are one. That by the light the reforms called Torah, I reveal the force of bestowal called the Creator, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Additional question from Israel: how do I know what the correct intention is? Is it in my thought or some unique sensation? What is this intention? What do I want? Very simply. What do I want? But it should be clear to me as much as possible. The intention is, what do I want to get as a result? Like in our life. There is nothing here which is very confusing, because, I mean, this confuses us because we are here in this very foggy scrutinization and this lack of clarification. And from Bronx, New York, we asked, how do I arrange my intention when I'm learning from the Kabbalistic book? Kabbalists speak to us about this in a very precise manner, that for this intention we need to concentrate all our actions, meaning the end must be me towards the book, the Kabbalistic book. I read it in the correct intention, that from within this reading, without understanding, I am waiting, I am praying that there should come upon me a force and change me from receiving to bestowing, or that it should cloth in me this force of bestowal. I need to think about this all the time during reading, and not to leave this thought, this intention of study, for even one moment, in this form which is always increasing and overcoming, which is impossible, if only by this society, which is always needs to obligate me. So I am in need of this society, that I have to exert myself in it. It has to awaken me. And then we're also taking part together in circulation, that we want to expand the society to support us. Meaning, finally, this is all for that moment which we are with, towards that book, that we're demanding the light of reforms. But within this final action is determined by the initial thought. Yes, that when I reach that final action, I'm checking back. Am I carrying out the correct actions or not? Are they all connected together towards that same intention during the study or not? And then I need to clarify, scrutinize what's worthwhile and what's not. Make like a pyramid, yes? That we begin from many discernments of books, circulation, a teacher, me, my family, and this and that. And finally, it's all how it has to connect to one thing, the study of the true book. The writings of Baal Sulam, as we say, and the correct intention. I can place the true book before me, which then I have to check what is called that I am in the correct intention. The intention is what we need to scrutinize, to create for ourselves during our lives. The intention of the study, and not more. So morning till night, think only about this. There is no more than that for man. Only this can save him. And accordingly, he can check, is he in the direction of this goal or not? Or is it possible that his goal is entirely different? The intention of the study, that's it. Yes. From Kriyat Gat, we're asked, is the me the intention, because everything else is determined ahead of time? I don't know what he means by the me, the self, the intention. The intention of the study is that I desire that should influence me a force that should that this force should cloth in me, that it should correct me. Meaning, I want the force of bestowal to dominate me. You can call it the clothing of the creator and the creature, the revelation of the creator and the creature. You can call it the reception of the soul. It really does not matter. I want to receive that from the book, from my study. It doesn't matter how much I know, how much I understand. It's only important how much I desire that. Baal HaSulam emphasizes this in letter Yud Zayin in the introduction to Tess. That accordingly, the student is obligated before the study to strengthen his faith, meaning to reach bestowal. In this, he's obligated before the study. There's no more than that. To sharpen the question a bit more, we know that our thoughts and our desires are all in the control of the Creator. Are our thoughts as well? No. Other than the intention that we need to acquire, which was lost, yes, this intention to bestow, which was lost in the breaking of the vessels, we need to renew that, to return that, to build it, to attain it. And other than that, nothing. Desires are found, all our desires exist, nothing happened with them. They were awakened in a form and pace and order that they are of need. We are not in control of that. We just need to bring the light to connect for us the light sparks and vessels. It's called anach. These three parts that were made and divided one with respect to the other during the breaking, and we need the light to come and connect them, or simply the attribute of bestowal. Yes, Seth?
We're now preparing for the Congress in Buffalo. What is the correct intention? What do you recommend the correct intention is for them as they prepare?
People are preparing for the Congress in Buffalo. What are you intending to be a good preparation for them towards the Congress? First of all, we see how much all the Kabbalists always operated in groups, in connection between them. Even those same Kabbalists that were found in spiritual attainment, in spiritual worlds where there's no time, motion, and space. And despite this, they would sit together. Look how we see Rashbi sat with his students in the cave, 10 students, and he wrote the book of Zohar, and he learned in this manner. They had to speak with their mouth, yes, in this manner, and had their friends listen with their ears. They couldn't communicate between them soul to soul. Rather, we see that despite the existence of an eternal communication already, through the connection between the souls, the incorporation among the souls, in any case, there is a great importance for people found to be physically in one place. During our times, we can be in a connection which is almost physical, yes, our virtual connections. But in any case, we need to reach study sometimes together physically for, in a meeting for connection, and it's impossible that for the general end of correction, the people would not need to meet, even that they were already big Kabbalists, like we see with Rabbi Shimon, Rashbi, and the students of other big Kabbalists. It was always in groups, in a physical connection one with the other, in a physical place. This is how we are also making big efforts to organize these congresses around the world, and we come to them in a happiness that specifically this type of connection, this presence in one place, in this sight, in this sensation, it would bring us closer. And this operates because in sum total, we need all our corrections always have to begin from the dust, from the inanimate. Even Rashbi, that had to reach the end of correction, he had to fall to the degree of Rabbi Shimon from the Shuk before. We see that all the Partsufim in the worlds, they all begin from the final degree of this Malchut, that every upper Partsuf is only more internal from each and every one. And as a vegetative growing within each and one of them, like a cone, and an internal, more and more internal pulsuf, and then more and more and more internal, and they all begin equally from the final, last degree, which is truly our bodily degree. And thus, if we want to advance, even in spirituality, where there seemingly is no forces, no bodies, or all forces, we in any case need to meet to form some sort of basis, this net, that from within that we can ascend. Thus I am sure that each one who wants to attain spirituality, he can listen, he can hear this, all our students from the Learning Center in North America, and he shall not miss this opportunity.
So accordingly, if somebody comes to to the Congress with the right intention, he could hope to advance his, you know, speed up his advancement.
A person coming to the Congress, he can really expect to accelerate his development? Rav says, without a doubt, he could definitely accelerate his development. And the opposite, if he doesn't come without a justified reason that he's not moving from his place, that he's truly like in a jail, that he truly has a reason for which he cannot move, and then there will be truly a calculation from above. Truly from above, that's arranged for him, they wouldn't be able to come, yes? So this is from the Creator who's arranging the entire system. He wants specifically certain people to come. But a person himself has to make every effort possible to come to such a meeting. We hope that we will pass this message on very strongly, very intensely. We hope that our friends, our students, that they are making the efforts in the study, that they should feel a use from this. Because in sum total, the study without these operations of connection, these actions of connection, it simply won't work. And we'll pass on to a second part of our lesson from the book Writings of Bala Sulam.